Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Tired of nicks, cuts, and bumps? It's time to ditch the blade. Nair, the award-winning number one hair removal brand, gives you silky, smooth skin in as little as 3 minutes. That's smooth that lasts for days longer than shaving. Easy to use, blade-free, dermatologist tested, and made for all skin types. Plus, discover our new sensational fragrances that turn hair removal into a whole vibe. Shave less, glow more. Find Nair at all major retailers.
The legend of Jizzle James gets greater when you just know that his dad is Edrin James.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna vote him, but it's so funny that a star named his child Jizzle.
I got a story.
What a crazy world.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 166. Myself, Tommy Smokes, Dukes, Blutman, KB, and Che. Surprise topic for them today, which is kind of related to one we did a while back. Today we're doing the best names in college basketball, which is why, love Blutman, I wanted to grab you. We did best names in college football a while back.
I'm stunned we haven't done this already.
Me too. And I was like, we're in March. Why not just hit up college basketball while we're here? Brought in Blutman for this, brought in Dukes for this. Also, obviously, big the for the last time we had you on, by the way, I think the, what was it, the old guy sayings one?
Yeah.
I made a Photoshop of you crying for it. Like, it was a Photoshop of you as an old guy crying. It was horrifying.
I was going to text you that. It was gross. That picture so much.
It was so gross.
So just because you're saying it, March Madness, it is bracket season. This could maybe be one of the worst ideas ever, but what if for one bracket, we just fill out the March Madness bracket collectively as a group?
As an actual group.
Just put in
as
a lot bonus of thought.
Just like, to be rational. Like, and do a ton of research and be like, yeah, like, I don't know if Charleston would be able to defend like the three. Auburn.
Just a serious episode?
Yeah, that's like real scouting, like a 63 matchup.
Having like Bosco come in with like every single analytic possible.
8 hours.
And by the way, similar to the last time, we'll be doing, I have one entry in here, which is fake. I made it up. And right, whoever spots it first.
I'll guarantee you I spot it.
Which one was fake last time?
I did like a fake like White Sox Dave thing where it was
were you on, were meant it, to bet on
the seven. Oh, I thought you meant as in the, I wasn't on this one. I thought you meant the college or the town names was fake.
No, sorry. Gotcha, the one we did the football and I did like it was White Sox Dave as, what was his name? Wet Gaylord. Wet Gaylord was his name in that. But before we get to that, let's talk about ZocDoc. Me and Tommy's like, I think, favorite all time sponsor.
ZocDoc. My roommate they put him on ZocDoc. He made a physical this weekend, physical appointment. It's the best.
Mm-hmm. Big step.
Use them for a long time before ever becoming a sponsor. They're the best. Have you ever woken up with a funky symptom like a swollen, itchy eye, funky-looking rash, tight pain in your neck, and immediately Googled it, searched TikTok, whatever, to find out what's wrong? You've gone down that rabbit hole, but it's time to stop and get the care you really need with ZocDoc. It's the free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and instantly book an appointment. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental to dental, primary to urgent care, and more. You can filter doctors that take your insurance, are located nearby, or a good fit for any medical need that you may have, and are highly rated by verified patients. Appointments made through ZocDoc happen fast, typically within 24 to 72 hours of booking, so you can even score same-day appointments. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/lights. Find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/lights, ZocDoc.com/lights. Okay, like I mentioned to you guys before, I think I'm going to send pictures for this one. Just makes it a little bit easier for the visual, because I did that last time, right? I believe, with the football ones?
I think so, yeah. That works.
So I'll send you our first matchup now.
I do really hope. Like, I do know the best name in college basketball going into this. So I'm
are these only current players?
Oh, these are only for this season, not all time.
Right. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Liam, you probably know these guys already.
I don't know. I've checked out on college basketball.
Yeah, you gave up. You gave up on college basketball?
Because very fitting for this episode, I suppose. I when I watch basketball now, whether it be on TV, in person, or at the office, I want to go to sleep. It's like, just, I guess burnt out is the correct
term.
You're
balled out, yeah.
Bored to death by watching it. Free throws every single second. The refs just, it's overwhelming. I don't know, man. It's just, it's not, I grew out of it. 26 now, grown man.
He's grown out of college basketball?
Yeah, I think so.
So our first matchup of the day is the number 12 seed, Cleron Hornbrook. Cleron Hornbeek. Sorry, Cleron Hornbeek from Kent State. Shout out to KB.
Okay.
Up against number 5 seed, Supreme Cook, forward out of Oregon.
Supreme Cook off the bat is going to be tough to beat.
And I sent you guys the pictures as well. Cleron Hornbeek.
I don't know why we have the pictures, but I like that we
the
do.
Pictures I think help. It helps a lot. I don't know why. I always feel like it helps. Yeah, like,
I mean, Supreme Cook is better looking.
That, okay.
I'm just saying.
Go on.
I think Hornbeek is such a funny last name.
I'm into names like that. That they're like Supreme Cook is just two words. But if you're
all names
Hornbeek,
are usually
most names. Yeah.
Hornbeek is just a good name.
Not most
itself,
names. Hornbeek ain't in the dictionary.
That's true. And it's kind of, it's almost like a, not on accident, redundant, but like a horn beak. Like,
yeah.
It's too kind of similar to each
other. Two very similar.
Yeah. And Supreme Cook, like, I don't get the first name Supreme. Like, last name Supreme would actually be awesome for a basketball player. But yeah, so Supreme Cook versus Cleron Hornbeek. We'll start with you, Butman.
I remember Supreme Cook from his days at Fairfield. I'm taking Supreme Cook here. I think that's a great name. Thought of this too, just with what you said, if his name was Cook Supreme, I do think that that'd be a little cooler. But Supreme Cook, all in on, I think he'll be tough to beat. And he better be a good cook. I think he is. Wonder what his favorite dishes.
It would be really bad if he wasn't. Yeah, if he was just Uber.
Very embarrassing if he's not.
Who's the do you remember that? I think it was Xavier basketball player that was like an Uber driver on the side, and then like he was like one of those March Madness like heroes. He's like a big, doofy white guy from Xavier.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, what was his name? He wore, like, number
goggles.
55.
Yeah. J.P. Makura?
No, Macura? Wasn't J.P.
No.
Was it did Fremantle do Uber?
It might have been Kyle something. Or something like that. Yeah, but I don't know. But I remember that guy that's big funny. The fact that, like, he's just destroying people.
It was like
March
a 25-year-old Uber driver.
Yeah, and he was just Uber drivering on the side.
There was a college basketball game, I want to say, 4 years ago, if anyone remembers, during COVID in the A-10 Duquesne. Where somebody was on the sidelines and got DoorDash delivered to them middle of the game.
It's kind of awesome.
That's cool.
So one for Supreme Cook, KB.
Yeah, I mean, Cleron Hornbeek.
Stainbrook, yeah, good call.
I know it's Stainbrook. Hornbeek is funky, but Supreme Cook, like, it's less funny than it is just really cool. just like top chef for a basketball player. I think that's awesome. Supreme Cook.
Better in this case will be probably funniest too.
Or more unique. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cleron Hornbeek is groovy. It's not. I don't know. It's too four.
Sounds like
crazy
a jazz
syllable.
Player from the 20s.
Yeah.
It also helps when you know what school they play for.
Yeah. Hornbeek is Kent State.
Right. Supreme, like Hornbeek on not Kent State is probably pretty cool.
Yeah. Hornbeek is kind of a tough one. Supreme Cook, though, like, can you also not ever get, like, crossed over? Because then, like, you get cooked. Like, you can't fuck up if you're Supreme Cook. You have to be very good. Like, you can't be the cook. Che.
It's got to be Supreme Cook. I mean, post-college, like, if these guys go pro, if they don't, Cleron Hornbeek, like, that's just going to get butchered throughout and people are going to make Hornbeek. But, like, Supreme Cook, like, there are only a few things that guy can do in life. So... obviously, being an athlete or basketball player is the best case scenario, but there are a lot of worst case scenarios.
Or a
but
chef.
Even
a chef.
If you got
a chef would probably.
Someone's in. But imagine getting like a cold call, be like, "Hey, this is Supreme Cook. Can I talk to Tommy?" That's getting through.
Yeah, that's yeah. Great
so.
Point.
I don't know. I think Supreme Cook has more legs, and also, yeah, he looks. This looks like an actual basketball photo, whereas Cleron Hornbeek looks like he just woke up.
You're judging it based off their photos?
I'm going to be judging them a little bit based on looks.
I like that.
He looks sedated, yeah.
Dukes.
Supreme Cook, I also try to picture like an announcer in March Mania, like saying his name, like, Supreme Cook is cooking tonight at the Garden. It just fits. It works. It's the best basketball name, I think, out there. So Supreme Cook.
Supreme Cook. Surprised he's not in
also, just like picturing him like in like 10 years not playing basketball anymore, working at like a Hooters as the cook.
Yeah, he would work at a Hooters.
Yeah, like just being like, man, yeah, I went off for 30 points in March. It just fits.
You really can't do any other job. Like, would you trust him if he was like your town sheriff? like Sheriff Supreme Cook.
Also, that actually is one of the things he could.
Yeah, because if he's your Uber driver and it's like Supreme Cook is picking you up.
Well,
you like,
wouldn't have his last name.
Yeah, but Supreme is picking you up. Still you'd be it. Like, all right, like, wait, why are you 6'8 driving Uber?
Supreme Cook.
Like, what happened? And then he's like, yeah, I used to play basketball. You're like, oh, what happened? Why did you become
or like Supreme Cook attorney at law? Like, is that like, I don't know how many jobs you can do.
Yeah.
Side note, being 6'8 like probably sucks just because everyone's gonna be like, why didn't you play basketball? I'm like, yeah, I did for a little bit and then I wasn't good enough.
Right. I'm incredibly unathletic.
Like your opening conversation to every conversation with strangers.
I do know a story about this girl that I'm friends with. She was like, oh, I met a guy at the bar last night. He's 6'7 And I was like, oh, did he play basketball? She's like, no, he didn't. Like, not even in college. I asked him, and I was like, yeah, don't text him. Like, that's very embarrassing. Like,
Jesus why? Christ.
Like, if you're 6'7 and you didn't play a Division I sport, do not text that guy.
That
is bad. Yeah.
Sometimes that's how it rolls. I think, like, my buddy's brother-in-law was a center at Quinnipiac, and he's 6'11, I think. And he's like, yeah, my career highlight was getting destroyed by Jeremy Lin in a tournament.
That's
in
good.
In a regular season game.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's a great story. Bad.
Tommy.
A Supreme Cook, easily. I mean, it borderline took my breath away. It wasn't quite Satan's Kingdom, but when I saw Supreme Cook, it was... I mean, he might not even be that good at basketball. He might be here on name only. Like, there's a chance that you could start him over another... Like, if you're recruiting Supreme Cook or, you know, Jeff Smith, you're going to take Supreme Cook pretty much every time.
So and
you
he
want
is,
him on the team.
He is pretty good.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. That's great. It helps a lot.
Good for him.
Surprised he's not in the WNBA. Next matchup we have is, let's see, number 4 seed as Supreme Cook moves on. Our number 4 seed, Always Right.
Okay.
Always Right is the guard for Rhode Island, and he's going up against Moses Hips. Moses Hips guard out of Boise State.
Always Right. Is that the fake one?
No, he's real. Very real. That was your
is
guess, by the way.
Is there a fake one in here?
There's only one guess?
You only get one guess.
Oh, I didn't know that, so I'm not guessing.
Oh, well, you already guessed it.
I didn't know I only had one guess.
Always Right versus Moses Hips. So we'll start out with you this time, Tommy.
I mean, Always Right. That's incredible.
Always Right is...
Yeah, I mean, I guess, does he have no left?
True. Yeah. I'm sure that joke is made a lot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Good one, left. Tommy.
Yep, thank you. Some are saying pun of the episode. Is that, like, his real first name?
It's his given first name.
And his parents are dickheads.
Yeah.
But, Moses Hips is, I guess Hips is a
it's
interesting
just a, it's
last
just weird
name.
Arrangement of words. I think
it
that's
is.
What makes it
Moses
funny.
Moses Hips.
It's just bizarro.
Funny, but always.
And he looks
I'm
funny.
Going always. I mean, always right. That's just, that's awful.
Yeah.
One for Always Right.
Moses Hips is a cool name, but in the basketball
Hip
sense,
Moses would be better, I think.
Like hypnosis.
Yeah.
Even Right Always.
Yeah. Right Always would be good too.
Right Always would be
good. Episode.
And when you do think of this in the basketball terms, it's always right. And I hate that Tommy got the pun of the episode.
Yeah. Well, hey, plenty of
always, a lot of time to go.
Plenty of
but also,
game
like,
left.
If you're guarding Always Right and he blows by you left, that's embarrassing.
Imagine he's a lefty.
Yeah, that would be a shame.
That would be a damn shame. So you're going with Always Right, Che?
I don't think Always Right's a good basketball name because inevitably you're going to miss a shot, in which case it opens you up for you. I thought you were always right. So give me Moses Hips.
But does hitting a shot make you right?
No.
Yeah, that's the basketball equivalent of being right.
Being right? You're just saying you're instead of being wrong when you miss?
Yeah.
I guess so.
You miss a shot, you're wrong.
Yeah. It might be a stretch. So, but one for Moses Hips regardless, KB?
I don't like Always Right. I think it's too manufactured. It was obviously his name was Right, and the parents tried to do something. I don't know if they were trying to be funny or cool. I just don't like it. It doesn't have, like, a cultural identity to me. It doesn't have flair to me. Moses Hips, I think, is great. It's like biblical figure plus body part.
Weird body part. Yeah.
That's hilarious. I think it's the perfect body part to come after Moses.
Yeah.
It's goofy for sure, but... I like it. I'm going Moses Hips.
So we are 2-2. You're going to break the tie, Blum. And Always Right or Moses Hips?
I'm on the hunt to find out if Always Right shoots with his left or right. Let's see. I was able to find was a left-handed layup. Tough layup. I actually hate the other guy's name. I hate Moses Hips. The first thought, when I heard Moses Hips, I kind of want... I want one of these and kind of maybe punch him. I don't like that name at all. I'm all in on all. I don't know. I just.
Wow. It was strong a strong reaction, but
I know it was a
this
name.
This guy led your people out of Egypt. He should be a hero.
I don't know. It was a name that made me angry, and I can't really.
Yeah, that's all
I,
you gotta
I can't
say.
Look past that. Always right. The again weird to name. Like it is odd to name your kid always.
It doesn't have like a human flair to it. Like that's, no, that's just, not a dude. Not, that's a two-word phrase.
Yeah, it's not.
Moses hips, like naming your kid Moses is funny, and no one really does so it. True. And then you also get hips.
You could say hips don't
like,
lie.
In basketball, yeah, though, yeah. Moses is like a pretty common name.
Not that crazy.
Oh, is it?
I Moses feel like I,
yeah. Moses Malone was like a pretty common. Yeah.
I feel okay. like there's always going to be like five Moses's a year in the NCAA.
That's still a lot of Moses.
That's a lot. That's more than I would have assumed.
All right. I will all say that when all right. when the all name teams come out, like every single preseason. All I think about is how big of assholes the parents are.
Yeah, sometimes there's some real jerk names.
Like exactly what KB was
but
saying.
But Moses Hips has a lot on the table. You can call him Mo. You can call him just Moses.
Mo Hips.
Hips. Mo
you think
Hips.
Always
nice.
Goes by Al at all?
Yeah, what do you call always
you
right?
Call him Al?
You call him an asshole.
Always isn't a name.
You call his parents an asshole.
Yeah.
You can't shame
you can't blame him.
Just imagine being like, yo, always. No.
But also call him Al would suck.
Who's coming to the party? You know, always. Like, it's like, always is going. I don't want to go.
Yeah, you got to call him. Like, he's like Jeff Lowe. Like, you got to call him by both
yeah.
names. All
yeah,
the time.
Yeah.
He's always name. Right.
Maybe they call him like A Dub, which just, I hate
A-W?
That.
A and W is not bad.
Yeah,
ooh,
maybe.
A&W's
wow. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
I think we just solved it.
That's really cool.
All right, yeah, I'm going with always right, though. The parents are mean, but what are you going to do?
So always right is going to move on. Now we have the 9 seed versus the 8 seed.
Can we guess the fake name at the end of the first round, or do we have to call it out in real time?
If you have to call it out in real time.
I didn't use my guess yet.
So our 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The 9 seed is Tennessee Rainwater. Tennessee Rainwater is a guard-forward combo out of Utah Tech. He's going up against number 8 seed, Caillou, center out of Liberty.
I'm calling bullshit. Center? I'm calling bullshit.
You're calling bullshit on who?
Tennessee Rainwater.
Tennessee Rainwater is very real.
Rainwater
very real man.
Very real.
I feel like I've seen that before.
I haven't seen that one yet.
There goes your guess. So Tennessee Rainwater versus Caillou, starting with you, Blubbin.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
I might have to circle back to Caillou in a bit, but Tennessee Rainwater, very real. Great name, interesting name that you could spend a few hours just thinking about before you fall asleep. That's the pick for me. I got nothing clever to say. I'm not coming for pun of the episode.
The thing with Tennessee Rainwater to me is that like it's not really a good basketball name. You know what I mean? Like it's
I
a
think
re-
it is rain. Make it rain.
I think
yeah,
it's
but
a great
you
name.
Utah Tech. It's not like if you're at Kentucky and your last name's Rainwater.
I think Tennessee Rainwater's awesome. What? Why is Caillou good? Caillou's. What am I missing something?
The
Caillou. Caillou like the TV like, show, like the little bald kid.
Oh, okay, got it. Got
but
got
that.
It.
But that doesn't mean anything for basketball. I mean Tennessee Rainwater. Imagine Rainwater, just hypothesize or imagine him beating Tennessee at the buzzer with a 3. That clip lives in infamy forever. It's a great basketball name based off potential.
That's true.
It might never happen, but the 0.00001% chance that he does that, all-timer.
Mm. That's a good point, Blubbin.
That's a good point.
Tennessee takes down Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
come on.
That's pretty good.
So
Rainwater from half court.
That's cool, yeah.
Damn. So 1 for Rainwater, Jay. Or KB, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, Caillou, that just might be like Dan Taylor to the Chinese. I don't know how rare that is. But I like Tennessee Rainwater. I think it is goofy, but unlike Always Right, where it was they were given right, which is already a word, they had the name Rainwater, which is goofy, and they just rolled with the goofiness, gave him Tennessee. I think it works. I think it's funny. I'll go with that.
Would any other state name work for that? like,
is it the
Hawaii
Kentucky rainwater? Yeah. Tennessee is just cool.
Tennessee's the best.
Tennessee is a cool, yeah, it kind of
sounds like a country band.
Alabama.
Tennessee rainwater.
Does sound like a band.
Mississippi would be pretty elite.
Mississippi rainwater, yeah, that's like the perfect amount of syllables.
Mississippi would be a weird. Tennessee, as crazy as it sounds, it almost works as a first name.
I agree.
If it wasn't a state and someone would just say, oh, Tennessee, I don't think I would. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad first name.
I think that ending SC is like very.
I always saw Kansas as a name, like made more sense as a name than a state.
I could see Kansas being a name.
Kansas rainwater.
Not like it's rainwater. Okay. Just Kansas as a first name.
Mississippi rainwater just is the perfect amount of syllables, though. I do like that. So two for Tennessee rainwater, Che.
Yeah, Tennessee rainwater. I don't really get the Caillou thing. I will say that my antennas are up with this guy being fake just because you got an Asian center. I think that's pretty rare. Obviously, you got Yao Ming, Zach Edey's half. But those guys ain't walking around.
Half center, half forward.
Yeah, give me Tennessee. That is a sweet, sweet name, Tennessee Rainwater.
Tennessee
like
Rainwater Dukes.
I'm going Caillou for the one thing that would be cool if Caillou hits a 3-pointer and you're in the arena and the guy who does the PA is like Caillou.
That works.
It would be a huge payoff in that sense.
He is a center though, so presumably not taking a lot.
You're there for the 1-3 he takes a season. Yeah.
One for Caillou, three for
Caillou is doing nothing for me. I'm with KB. That's like that's just a pretty common Asian first name and last name. Tennessee Rainwater is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's a good one. So now we have the Cheyenne game. Only three options, not a lot this time. So I'll send those over to you now. We have, let's see, Snooki Wigginton, guard out of Ryder, Churchill Bounds, forward out of Wagner. And Townsend Triple, forward out of BYU. His eyebrows are crazy. I didn't notice that before. Holy shit. So those three options are for our chain game. Townsend Triple, Churchill Bounds, and Snooki Wigginton.
Churchill Bounds is insane.
That's a crazy one.
Churchill
Bounds.
Like instead of Churchill Downs, which is where they do the Kentucky Derby.
Oh my God.
So Tommy, you're up first. Snooki Wigginton.
I haven't got these pictures yet. These visuals.
Neither have I.
These visuals are really important to me.
Yeah.
I need to see these eyebrows you're talking about.
I need to look these men in the eyes when I judge their names.
All right, let me turn off the Wi-Fi in here. Is so fucking bad. It's crazy. So Snooki Wigginton, Churchill Bounds, and Townsend Triple. Townsend Triple's eyebrows are insane. Like I didn't notice this when I initially made this graphic. They're fucking crazy. I don't know if the visual helps you at all.
Yeah, this is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Churchill Bounds works with that
Churchill
face.
Bounds did make me kind of chuckle. Townsend Triple. I like Triple. I don't like Townsend. I don't like that guy's face particularly.
It's a big part
Snooki
of this.
Snooki Wigginton, like he's, I would bet, yeah, he's a short guard. I bet he's quick. I bet he's real quick with his handle, Snooki Wigginton. Churchill Bounds got a chuckle out of me, so I'm gonna go Churchill Bounds.
One for Churchill Bounds, Dukes.
I know I already did it, but my antenna is up.
For who?
Churchill Bounds.
Okay. You already guessed. You're out.
Given the color scheme, Townsend Triple is my vote.
Townsend Triple.
Like if he's just going automatic from three all night. Triple can't stop hitting triples.
Mm-hmm. Townsend. I wonder if he even shoots on three. So one for Townsend Triple. Che.
He's on BYU.
I'm going Churchill Bounds. I mean, that's Bounds being someone's last name that plays basketball. You got to be a really strong rebounder. If not, this guy's a complete waste. But, yeah, like Triple has two P's in it. So, eh. And then Snooki Wigginton. I mean, the Snooki most people are familiar with is the Snooki with an I.
Damn right.
Wigginton only has one G. So Ryder.
My antenna's a little up on Churchill Bounds too, but I'm not throwing my flag.
Mm.
Jay? Churchill Bounds.
Churchill Bounds. Two votes for Churchill Bounds. KB?
I'm going Churchill Bounds because it's such a foolish... silly, stupid pun. Like, no, like, the last name Bounds, like, no one thinks, like, let's do that pun. Yeah. It doesn't even, like, necessarily completely rhyme with Downs. There's a D at the end. It's so stupid that I respect the parents for just rolling with that.
Yeah.
And the other one just aren't strong enough. Like, naming your boy Snooki is. You think he was born?
Gotta be a nickname.
He was definitely born before.
He plays in Jersey, and he's a Wigginton looks spelled wrong. Townsend triple, they don't flow. That doesn't flow at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like Townsend. I'm going Churchill Bounds.
Another one for Churchill Bounds.
Because it's such a bad name.
Blutman.
Townsend triple. I think it makes a lot more sense than a basketball saying, and you just extract more value out of that. So I'll go with him.
I kind of agree, but I think they could have done so much better with the last name triple.
Townsend is not.
What would you rather?
What? Triple from downtown?
But like you could name him Tommy Triple, I think they're trying to say, or they something.
Tommy used to call me in softball in college. They call me Tommy Triple.
Tommy Triples.
I had a triple once.
What if his first name was Triple too?
Triple Triple. Then you need a middle name to be Triple.
Well,
too.
Then he'd be double Triple.
Triple would be
triple double.
Triple Triple would be cool.
Yeah. Either way, Churchill Bounds is going to move on. I keep wanting to say Downs. What a stupid fucking name. Sorry, Townsend Triple. He's going up against our number one seed, guard out of UAB, Tony. I like Tony quite a bit.
I thought someone else was going to be the number one seed.
Oh, wow. And neither of them are spelt as the normal Tony.
No. Both spelled weird. Tony.
I appreciate his parents doubling down. Like, they could have gone and named him Anthony Tony.
Yeah.
And it would have been T-O-N-Y, T-O-N-E-Y. Yep. But they said, nope, we're doing the same. We're doing the same exact first name.
I love Tony. It's just a funny name, especially because there's the band Tony. So, like, I think one of the members just recently passed. But Tony is just, I love it. So we'll start with you, Blutman. Tony versus Churchill Bounds.
I remember Tony from the Jelly Walker days at UAB. This is this is Tony in the landslide.
Yeah.
Not even I'm not rocking with Churchill at all. Tony's just good or reliable. This is easy.
Yeah. One vote for Tony, KB.
Tony is spectacular. He's going to be like some jealous Italian dads. How did that?
So mad at the TV.
Yeah, he's looking at him and he's like, that's what? Tony.
Did you do that twice?
Oh, my God. Two for Tony. Jay?
Three. Tony in a landslide.
Tony's going to win.
I fucking hate Churchill Bounds.
That's such a bad name. Yeah.
Like, I'm irrationally mad at these parents because KB nailed it. It's not even close to being, like, if it was B-O-W-N-S, I'd have more respect for
it. It makes me think that Churchill might just be, like, a family name, and it unfortunately kind of rhymes with Churchill Downs.
Do you think any of his friends call him Churchill, though?
No. I don't even, like, what do you even call him, though?
Churchill. Oh. Chill is kind of cool.
Chill? Ooh, okay.
Chili Bounds.
Would the game have changed if he was like Churchill Bounds Jr. or Churchill Bounds the Third?
Yes.
The Third would have fit with the Churchill.
Third, yeah.
Because you're just thinking of like an old Southern family, in my opinion.
Yeah. Agreed.
I do think Tony also has just like unlimited range for like an announcer. And I only, I'm really trying to picture how an announcer will use this.
Tony.
Double for Tony. Like, it would be, they'd love it. So he's going to win, but
Someone makes sure, and I don't have a stutter. His name is Tony. yucking it up in the broadcast.
Yeah.
I would just love to see the moment his parents decided on fuck it, Tony again.
Like the nurse is like, are you sure? Yeah.
The nurse like only does like T-O-N-Y. Yeah. They're like, No.
So you see what's in that last name? Repeat that over to the first name.
We're going
to
run that back. We're going to run it back. So Tony's going to move on. On the other side, we have the 11 seed versus the 6 seed. The 11 seed is Cool Attack. Cool Attack forward out of Oklahoma, and he's going up against the number 6 seed, Gob, guard out of Kansas City. Gob's a tough one.
Cool Attack's fake. I'm throwing my flag.
You're throwing your flag?
Yeah.
Cool Attack's real.
Damn, because the way it's spelt is like incredibly creative.
Cool.
Cool. It probably means something.
Yeah, wherever he's from. Yeah, cool Attack.
Oh, this is easy.
Versus Gob, Tommy.
I mean, it's Gob. Gob's hilarious. Yeah. Cool Attack, I mean, I appreciate it more because it isn't spelt like Cool Attack in English. But, I mean, Gob is This is very, that's just very funny.
It fucking rocks. It's so good. One vote for Gob
Gob. Gobbling up the boards, something
mine,
like that.
Mine is Cool Attack because he's probably from, he's probably like from Africa or somewhere. Or
you got
from,
it. You got or, it. Thinking.
Or it's a family name.
He looks Irish to me.
But you know his parents weren't thinking like, oh, he's going to be like a basketball player. And Americans will like pronounce it Cool Attack.
Right. It's mm-hmm. probably like, it was it's so also probably like Kual.
Yeah.
Right. It was so on accident. It was so on accident that makes it 10 times cooler.
Mm-hmm. It kind of does. Yeah.
Yeah. So one vote for Gob Gob. You're going for that as well? Or
I'm going Cool Attack and like a 4-0 sweep.
Ooh, one for a Cool Attack versus Gob Gob. Che.
Definitely Cool Attack because on basketball, you want to be attacking. Gob Gob is an interesting name, but all I'm picturing is Bill Raftery just Gob Gob getting locked up and calling somebody the Gobstopper.
Ooh. Oh, damn, Che. Damn it.
Hey, I'll say it. Pun of the episode. Crown handed over.
Great job, Chad.
I'll give it early. Yeah.
Damn. So you're going to go.
Plenty of time left.
You're going to go with Cool Attack, Jay?
Cool Attack, yes.
Two for Cool Attack, one for Gob Gob. KB.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day, it's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
I agree. I do like that Cool Attack was definitely unintentional. But it doesn't really work to me as like a two-word phrase because attacks aren't cool. Attacks are more vicious and intense. So I don't think you would ever describe an attack as
snowball.
Cool. Gob Gob is just also the opposite of cool. That's more of an insult to me. That's why I appreciate that they still decided to double up on Gob.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go Gob Gob in a by a little bit.
So 2-2 once again, Bluntman. You have to break the tie. Gob Gob versus Cool Attack.
I'm going down the rabbit hole, and I'm finding the parents and the siblings' names, and you know I found it for Churchill Bounds, by the way, and I could bring that up after. But Gob Gob's siblings are named Alexis, Cochran, and Aya.
That's incredible.
That makes it even better.
That makes it so much better.
The parents are Emmanuel and Angier. So like, how did they
theme there?
No theme at all. They just slapped on Gob Gob. Like,
yeah, Alexis.
Alexis
Gob is kind of a tough name too, to be
brutal.
Honest.
I'd much rather be Gob Gob.
Gob Gob. Gob Gob. The first thing that comes to mind for me is like a gooey, slimy character in the Nick Jr. show, and the kids all love him, and the merch is just selling off the charts. I like Gob Gob. I'm rolling with Gob Gob.
One more for Gob Gob, which means Gob Gob wins. You had a Churchill Downs research?
Yeah, I got Churchill Bounds. Father is Hank. Mother is Louise. Brother is Alden.
What the fuck?
Oh, that's a little weird. Yeah.
Where did Churchill come from?
Alden Bounds.
Oh, that's
kind of place.
So now we have our next matchup, number 3 seed versus 14 seed. The 3 seed is Po' Boy King, guard out of NC Central, going up against the number 14 seed.
Minute,
there's a wrong picture, I know. Up against Berger Irving, forward out of High
Does
Point.
Does that mean one of those I'll two is fake?
This picture is wrong. I'll send you the right picture of Berger Irving. There. And he looks like he's the most standard human you've ever seen in your life. So Po' Boy King versus Berger Irving, starting with you, Bluntman.
My sus is up for Berger Irving right now. Po' Boy King, I know, is a real human being. I'm now destined to find the parents' names and everything, but mother is Carol Ann Helfer.
For who?
And he's Po' Boy King. Po' Boy King. Yeah, I'm not going to look up the other guy because I don't know if he's real yet. Po' Boy King, I'm a fan of Po' Boys. It'd be tough to pick again. Just being the king of the Po' Boys. Like, that guy rolling up to New Orleans, red carpets out for him. He would make a killing. We should hire him just to do po' boy reviews, and he'd be next up.
His NIL money, if he went to Tulane, would be through the roof.
Mincy hates this guy. Yeah. This is Mincy's biggest competition.
So one for Po' Boy King versus Burger Irving. KB.
Yeah, I usually don't like super performative names, like just naming your boy Po' Boy, but it's kind of working for me here with the alternative spelling and the apostrophe. And Burger Irving just doesn't really do it for me. I think Burger is a funny name, but it looks like it's
probably pronounced differently.
European?
Yeah, like Turkish or some shit.
I'll go Po' Boy King.
Two for Po' Boy King. Che.
I'm also going to go Po' Boy King. I think Burger Irving is fake.
You think Burger Irving's fake? You're going to call it?
Just because it's the other picture, and then this, like, Irving, okay, that's a fairly common last name. Burger spelled this way, but also looking like this kid doesn't look like an Irving or a burger. So give me Burger Irving.
Burger Irving, very real.
Yeah, that Kendrick would come up with something better than
something
Burger
better than
Irving.
That. Yeah.
It does that's make fair. Me think maybe Triple Townsend Triple is fake because that's the other one in that double picture. Mm. I don't know if anyone wants to use one of their flags. I already used one.
I feel like I've seen Triple before.
All right.
Give me Po' Boy King.
Po' Boy King, three votes. Dukes?
I'm going Po' Boy King. Blutman had this like idea in my head where he goes to New Orleans and he like purposely like tries to show every bartender his
ID. Yeah.
Oh, we gotta get you our Po' Boy.
Yeah. The first Po' Boy place like endorsed by Po' Boy King. Yeah. Tommy?
Yeah, Po' Boy King in a landslide. I like it a lot. It's absurd. Or it's not like, you know. With King, you could do a lot of stuff. Whatever King. But to do Po' Boy, of all things, the Po' Boy King.
Out of all sandwiches. Yeah.
Of all items in the world. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
What's the item that you'd go to naming your kid last name was King?
If it was King?
Yeah.
Calzone King.
Yeah.
Calzone King.
Pho King instead?
Pho.
Yeah.
Pho
if
King.
You're picking a different
that's
type of
just, that's just
is that too crass?
Right. That's just not right.
Yeah.
No. My mind went to Lemonade.
Lemonade King?
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, just a different food. Is different food items? Yeah. There's somewhere you can go with that. So Po' Boy King is to move on. Now we have the 10 versus the 7 seed. The 10 seed is Solo Ball out of UConn. Solo Ball, very Solo, just a great name. Just a basketball name across the board. Going up against number 7 seed, Fat Brooks. This is a guard out of Michigan. So Fat Brooks versus Solo Ball, starting with you, Tommy.
These are two big teams here, Blutman. You have any idea if one's fake or real?
Again, I'm so checked out, but I would throw my challenge flag on Fat Brooks. But, of course, like he could have just got this name because the grandma sees him as a chubby little baby.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I've seen like, names I like feel this. Like it's plenty real. Of names like this.
Yeah, I'm not going to throw a challenge flag.
I would be sus on Solo Ball, but I don't think Kendrick would put the fake player on the most popular team in college basketball.
Solo's a real fella.
Yes.
I like Solo Ball.
He had a big Maui
invitation. He's also like I'd say the best player on UConn.
No, they have that white fella.
Solo Ball is probably better.
Really?
Solo's a lefty, right?
Yeah. He's electric.
Yeah, and this is a great basketball name.
Yeah, Solo Ball's awesome.
Caravan's good, but Caravan hasn't played as well as
No, that's not what I'm thinking of. Don't they have a freshman?
You're thinking of McNeely.
The McNeely? Yeah, McNeely's probably, yeah.
So you're going to go for Solo Ball over Fat Brooks?
Yeah, Fat Brooks, like KB or whoever said, like it's or Blutman said, like, yeah, Fat Baby, Fat. That I've seen that enough. Solo Ball, if we're talking basketball name, that's fantastic.
So it's not
ball.
Fat like F-A-T. It's P-H-A-T.
Yeah.
So it's cool kind of like.
It's pretty just hot.
Oh, it
not
is?
Not doing it.
That's, P-H-A-T.
That's it. I mean, I don't have it, but that's it. I mean, I feel like if you're on Michigan.
And your name is Fat Brooks?
Yeah.
All right, so
he
well,
I mean, he
like
also, he does, I mean, Brooks, there was a guy, I want to say, Eli Brooks, who did play at Michigan a couple years ago, number 55. So maybe it's a younger brother, but I'd be shocked.
So Tommy's going Solo Ball. Are you going with?
I'm going Solo Ball. Solo Ball, I think, is one of the coolest names ever.
It's perfect. Solo Ball, Che?
Yeah, Solo Ball. I mean, like a lot of times when they James Harden will have the ball up top, they call it like ISO ball.
Yeah.
So solo ball, you can rename an entire offense after that. So give me solo ball.
Solo ball, KB.
Yeah. Solo ball is strong.
It's a tough one to beat.
Lance Armstrong.
Yes. if professional basketball doesn't work out for solo ball and like the NBA or whatever, he'll always have a spot on the Harlem Globetrotters. He'd be one of the best just like he could go to Rucker Park anytime he wants and just play endlessly one on one. Solo ball's he could make a killing in so many ways. Easy. Mm-hmm.
It could confuse the defense too if the defense yells, "I got ball, I got ball."
Yeah.
It's like, are you guarding the guy with the ball,
you know what?
Or are you guarding solo ball?
Maybe not as good as Tommy's, but that was pretty close.
What
or, sorry, good. Chase.
No, that was. I wouldn't even put that in the running. It was a little too expedition-y. Yeah.
You gotta get him on an NBA team with LaMelo, Lonzo, bring in LiAngelo, fly in Andre, LeVar and Andre. Coaches, yeah. And add solo.
Yeah, I like that. So either way, solo ball is gonna move on. Now we have our 2 seed versus our 15 seed. Our 2 seed is Jizzle James,
yes.
Guard out of Cincinnati. And he's going up against Porky Romano, guard out of
Porky
Green Bay.
Romano's fake.
Porky.
Yeah, who wants to throw the flag?
I'm calling Romano.
Who's throwing the flag? Who has a flag
all
left?
All of us.
I am called.
That's someone's face.
Y'all got
you
it.
Know that face.
That just looks like
Titus.
That looks like Titus.
Yeah, Titus.
And also, his jersey says Phoenix, and the thing says Green Bay.
It's the Green Bay. I don't know. It's
the Green Bay Phoenix, but the jersey, it looks so Photoshopped.
That's so obviously the fake one. So,
I know.
It's also Titus's Ohio State jersey Photoshopped.
Wait, is anyone raising the flag on this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, no, I'm not. This might be real.
You guys can't. Che can't. So only KB.
One of you guys have to.
I'm throwing the flag.
I'm holding out hope. I think this guy might be real.
Blutman's throwing the flag on Porky
Romano.
On Porky Romano. Porky Romano versus Jizzle James, starting with you.
Wait, what's the result?
What?
Oh, it's fake.
that's Mark Titus with a fat filter.
Yeah. I wish Porky Romano was real so bad.
that is a good name, Kenji.
You still can vote on him. So we'll start with you, Blutman. Jizzle James versus Porky Romano.
The legend of Jizzle James gets greater when you just know that his dad is Edrin James. Yeah. And Edrin James just decided to name his kid Jizzle. No offense to Porky Romano, one of the all-time greats. This is Jizzle James for sure.
One for Jizzle James. KB?
Yeah, I wasn't going to vote him, but it's so funny that a star named their child Jizzle.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code Barstool for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.
I don't know if that was supposed to be cool, or maybe it is cool in some circles. I like it. Jizzle James.
Two for Jizzle James. Che?
He looks like Edge, too. So, yeah.
I got a story.
Unbelievable. What a coincidence.
What a crazy world.
What are the fucking odds?
So, three.
It's the cockiest thing you could potentially do is to name your kid Jizzle.
Mm.
Because if he's not an athlete, he's just stuck being an accountant.
Or porn star. Jizzle.
But you also, the payoff that if he's good at football or basketball and his name's Jizzle James and it worked out here, he's a great player.
Is he good in basketball?
He's the best player on Cincinnati.
Oh, well, does that mean good or is
Jizzle
that
makes it drizzle?
Yeah.
A lot of potential there.
Shizzle my Jizzle, like everything.
So three for Jizzle James. Dukes?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel James. Like it went
that by the way, that would have been my number one seed overall.
would have been Jizzle James. He's number two.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to be the number one seed.
Yeah. So you're going to go with Jizzle James as well. Yes. Poor Porky Romano. Not going to move on here.
In a world where Porky Romano's real, he probably sweeps through.
Yeah, easily. Porky Romano.
I was trying to think of one, and like the first thing I thought of was just Corky Romano, the movie with Chris Kattan, and I was like, Porky, just make him fat. I mean, it's easy. So now we have the, through the playoffs, Always Right versus Supreme Cook. My wife jokes there somewhere. Tommy.
I'm going Supreme Cook. Always Right. I think I was turned off a little bit the more it was discussed. This might be crazy. Does anyone else think that I look a little bit like Always Right?
let me re-look at him. Not really. Like,
is it crazy to say?
It's not insane. Like, you would
one
have
of the
to,
craziest things I've ever heard.
You'd have to put a lot of filters on you and change your genetic makeup to a slightly.
Like, I could see a world where that's me in another universe.
Is that something you would be interested in looking like?
No. Like, I don't think it's necessarily a compliment. This isn't like me being like, oh, I look like Derek.
You think it's
Peter.
An insult to him?
Like, I looked at him and like I almost thought he looked a little bit like Kyle Kuzma. A lot of people tell me I look like Kyle Kuzma. like I get a decent amount of tweets saying I look like Kyle Kuzma. It's all kidding aside. It's one of my top celebrity lookalikes. I get.
Wow.
And I actually can kind of see it, where they're coming from. But I'm going Supreme Cook.
I can kind of see it too.
One for Supreme Cook versus Always Right, Dukes.
I'm going Supreme Cook. It also. It's better knowing that Supreme Cook is, like, actually good at college basketball. Mm. Like, he's actually a force. He's one of the best transfers in the portal last year.
And Always Right is not good?
He's playing for Rhode Island, and Rhode Island's, like, a mid-tier yeah. A-10 team.
So, two for Supreme Cook. Jay?
Supreme Cook, for sure. That is one of the coolest names that I've ever heard, basketball or not.
Wow.
Basketball or not, wow.
It's going to be sick, too, if Supreme Cook is good in, like, March.
Who won our football? Was it Parker Titsworth? I forget.
No.
Is it someone else?
Oh, what was his name? Guy.
Oh, Dude Person.
Dude
Person. Yeah, I forgot about that. I was about to say, Jay would have loved him. Yeah. I think he was like
Central Arkansas.
Yeah, Dude Person. So three for Supreme Cook, KB.
Yes. Supreme Cook is just so cool and powerful, especially for a large elite athlete. So I'm going that.
Supreme Cook, Bluttman.
Yeah, Always Right was, I can't, good story. Had no business even being in the second round. Benefited from a very easy first round matchup against Moses Hips. Nice. Always right. The
Moses
day is over.
Yeah, that's true. They didn't factor that in. So Supreme Cook is going to move on. Now we have Tony versus Tennessee Rainwater. Bluttman.
Good matchup.
Yeah, Tony, and I'm going to find out his parents' names.
If his dad's name is Anthony. Brett? Yeah,
Anthony Tony, and then naming him Tony instead would be elite.
So one for Tony.
Oh, no parent names on the bio? That's bad.
We'll find it.
He has the name his kid Tony, right? Tony Cube?
Tony. KB?
I don't like Tennessee Rainwater taking an L here in this round, but Tony. The same name twice, it's not a novel concept. It's been done several times.
Gob.
Yeah. Tony just works for me. I think it's funny. So I'll go Tony.
Another one for Tony, Che.
Tennessee Rainwater is awesome, but yeah, you can't replicate Tony.
That's what they did.
That's exclusively what they did, yeah. Three for Tony.
Tony. Name so nice. What is it? Name so nice they named him twice. Yeah, like that. Mm-hmm. That just fits.
Tony's gonna win, but
I think I would have went Tennessee Rainwater. I really liked it. Tony. It's
I
funny
can hear
but,
that out,
but Tennessee Rainwater. If we're talking best names, to have Rainwater as your last name
to get blessed with that,
yeah,
last
and
name.
You could fuck up a first name, like you know, Mark Rainwater. No, thank Four, you.
Yeah, Keith Rainwater. Like,
yeah, but
doesn't work.
Tennessee Rainwater.
They took the alley oop and they did a nice.
It was a risk.
Dunk.
It was a risk.
It was a risk.
I would like to be in the hospital for that name. How what? Do they decide on Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Are they from Tennessee?
No, Bluttman? He's from Washington.
Oh. Huh. I don't like that, actually.
Seattle actually makes me hate the game more.
So Tony's going to move on. Tony versus Supreme Cook to go into the finals. Tommy.
Ooh.
Ooh, this is a tough one.
Tony, Supreme Cook. I mean, Tony's funnier for sure. Mm-hmm. But Supreme Cook is fucking awesome. I'm going Supreme Cook.
One for Supreme Cook, Dukes.
It's the best basketball name, Supreme Cook.
Supreme Cook. Che.
Yeah. Supreme Cook, it's... Was that the first one we did?
Yeah.
That's going to be tough to beat, Supreme Cook.
Another one for Supreme Cook, KB.
The Supreme Cook has graced the internet, correct? Like, the name.
What do you mean?
It's been all over. Like, I feel like I've seen
him. He's good enough that you would have seen him, yeah.
Yeah, no, the name. It's just so good. I have to go Supreme Cook.
Supreme Cook, Blutman.
On the off chance that, like, Supreme... Like, if he has a good game in the first round of tournament, Twitter is going to be fawning over this guy.
Yeah.
He'll take the internet by storm. You know, we could maybe speak it into existence. A Supreme Cook buzzer beater would, you know, a little mid-range two or something, tough layup would be the best thing possible. And if the announcers fail that, I'll be depressed, I think.
So Supreme Cook is going to move into the finals. On the other side, we have Po'Boy King versus Gob Gob. Just a fucking...
this sounds like a Pokemon battle.
Yeah, matchup, yeah. Starting with you, Blutman. Po'Boy King or Gob Gob?
This, to me, is the Clash of the Titans. The true title. Like, I don't know what... I love Gob Gob. I genuinely want to create some animated character and call him Gob Gob and make shirts and sell it. But Po'Boy King is so good too. Yeah. I don't know what to... I don't know what to do. I love
You can hold your vote.
I love Gob Gob.
You love Gob Gob.
The Gobstopper.
Imagine if Po'Boy King was related somehow to Martin Luther. down the line, he was Po'Boy King. KB.
Yeah, this is tough. I agree. I love naming your kid Po'Boy out of anything. Gob Gob. Gob Gob is so ridiculous. It's like a comic book onomatopoeia in a little bubble.
The thing I do respect about Gob Gob is I was like, oh, maybe it's like, you know, a family tradition or something. But the fact that his dad's name was what? Like Emmanuel?
And that's what gives him the edge for me.
Yeah.
Just, we're going to name this one Gob Gob. that's the one.
Two for Gob Gob, Jay.
The prince who was promised.
Gob Gob. Sorry, what was going against Gob Gob?
Po'Boy King.
Po'Boy King. Yeah, I like Po'Boy King. I respect Gob Gob. We've seen that before, though, with like Bull Bull.
Bull Bull, yeah.
Yeah.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.
Yeah, Po'Boy King. You just imagine that guy going into an eating contest that wasn't even about sandwiches or Po'Boys, but just like a pie eating contest. That's the most intimidating guy on the roster.
Po'Boy King.
Well, the definition of gob is a lump or clot of slimy or viscous substance.
Jesus Christ.
So, it's the most unappealing word.
So you're going to go with Po'Boy King, though, Che?
Sir.
You know what? This is why. Gob Gob's like the Mucinex mascot.
Yeah,
that
guy.
Yeah, Gob Gob rocks.
Two for Gob Gob, one for Po'Boy King, Dukes.
I think Tony's better than Gob Gob, so I can't vote for that. Po'Boy King is like calling your shot when you're in the hospital. Yeah. You're like, my son is going to have to like Po'Boys when he grows up.
No choice.
Like, if he just doesn't like Po'Boys, it'd be the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah, that has
gluten
free.
Like, yeah, I was about to say gluten allergy.
Like,
yeah.
You're deciding, like, you're the Po'Boy guy for the rest
that
of your life.
That had to be so stressful giving Po'Boy King his first Po'Boy.
Yeah, we're talking.
Do you like it?
Not really.
He's force feeding him Po'Boys all throughout childhood.
2-2, Tommy. You're going to break it. Po'Boy King or Gob Gob.
This is a hell of a matchup. This is Gonzaga UCLA Elite Eight matchup from whatever that was, 5-6 years ago, that OT game. Gob inherently makes me chuckle. I have to go Gob. It's not easy, but I'm going Gob.
Gob's going to move on. Yep. Then we have Jizzle James versus Solo Ball.
Oh, that's a toughie.
Solo Jizzle would have been a great name.
It's an absolute toughie.
Solo Ball
this
Jizzle.
This side of the bracket was loaded. Yeah.
Jizzle James versus Solo Ball. I mean, Solo Ball is the more like basketball-y cool name, but it's almost like doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
Jizzle James is just... Shit, player. Jizzle James.
That's a quote card. That's a quote card.
Yeah.
I'm going Shit, Jizzle player.
One for Jizzle James, Dukes.
Doesn't matter the announcer. Jizzle James will always hit.
Yeah.
Two for Jizzle James, Che.
Do you think the announcers would ever drop a for Shizzle if he drops like a nice three in somebody's face?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gus Johnson calling Jizzle James games is all I'm picturing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
For Shizzle, my Jizzle.
Showtime for Jizzle James.
Two for Jizzle. Three for Jizzle James. KB?
I originally didn't think Jizzle was a cool name. I thought it was embarrassing, but I wasn't looking at it through the correct lens. Tommy, please say the name Jizzle James.
It's just like, shit, play Jizzle James.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm going Jizzle James.
Jizzle James, another vote. Bluntman
that
stamping
boy,
his feet over
is
here.
Is cold.
Bluntman.
Yeah, that's
yeah, Jizzle.
Jizzle James.
Yeah, when we say like Jizzle James, like yeah. That's not cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you say Jizzle James, then it is.
So Jizzle James versus Gob to go into the finals.
He would have been a great slot receiver too.
Jizzle James.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jizzle James versus Gob. Starting out with you, Bluntman.
It's like Tommy said. Just hearing Gob just. It just makes you so happy. And I got to stick the sword in them and kill them off for Jizzle James.
Ooh.
Is what it is.
Poor Gob. So one for Jizzle James, KB.
I was having a blast with Gob, but hey, Tommy, who that is?
That boy moment? Jizzle James is cool with it.
You're like Jeff Teague, holy shit.
Yep, that's my pick.
Oh, shit.
Two for Jizzle James. Che.
We haven't even talked. You could shorten it to Jizz James, and that's
completely.
That was implied. Yeah.
We were all thinking it.
Yeah, let's go with Jizz.
LeBron.
You think people call him that as a nickname?
That's LeBron's like medical sign-in sheet.
Yeah, Jizzle. So three for Jizzle James, Dukes.
Yeah, I don't think Gob's that cool. I think it's pretty I think
you've been a Gob hater for a while.
Yeah it's been done before. Bull. Tony's way funnier and way better.
Tony is better.
Yeah.
Never been
Jizzle James.
Before. Never been Gob.
There's never been. Yeah, I would bet there's never
not,
been an actual Gob.
I was not a day one Gob. I don't think I voted for him once.
Hated Gob. Yeah. I saw it. Yeah.
Don't be there next year when Gob. You know what? Gob's going to transfer a date, and then where are you going to
Oh,
go?
Yeah. What do you do?
I get a Gob jersey, two names.
Yeah.
So Jizzle James versus Supreme Cook
Side note
in
really
the finals.
Quick, do you think any announcer has ever called him Gob? Like Gob for three.
Gob for three.
You have
to
only say Gob,
you have
right?
to say it twice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think it has to. It's only two syllables, too. It's not
Locked
crazy.
By Gob.
Yeah. So Jizzle James versus Supreme Cook in the finals. Start with you, Tommy.
Oh, wow. I mean, let's just hats off to us. This is a fantastic finals.
Yeah.
The thing about Jizzle James is not a great last name. I mean, it's fine.
LeBron
it's
James?
Not a bad, but it's like, whatever. Like, you're not, you find out someone's last name's James, you're not expecting it to be a fun, like, it's not rainwater.
Yeah. Kind of forget that LeBron James has the last name James.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Agreed.
Which is kind of a weak name.
He should have named one of his kids.
He's either LeBron or LeBron James. You don't really think of the isolated last name.
Yeah, that honestly, I love Mike Breen, Fordham guy, great call, but the game seven block against the Warriors where he goes, blocked by James. It just doesn't quite hit as well as it could have by blocked by LeBron. Anyway.
That is an interesting perspective.
I agree.
I never thought about it. Blocked I always thought he nailed it.
Yeah. Just James. it's tough.
But Supreme I don't know.
Is James, maybe I'm wrong. Is James a cool last name?
I think it's
part
like,
of me thinks it is. Now.
Cook is way cooler.
It's not really a cool first name.
I think it's the coolest James. Of the most generic.
I would agree with that.
Is it that generic?
I think it is a cool.
Yeah, like it's in the same world as like Johnson and.
No, Johnson is way more than James. I think
that's a step below like Smith
really
and Johnson, but it's one of the Rick I say one of the 15 most common last names.
Rick James. Yeah, Rick like, James is very
James?
Cool.
James.
Yeah.
Am I? I'm struggling to think of other James.
I don't think it's that popular.
I kind of
really? Kevin James.
Kevin James.
Rick James.
Oh, shit, there are a lot of James.
Rick James.
I thought
is cool.
that there were so many James.
Ronnie James.
Sonny
we
James.
We can look up. Or I'll look it up on can. Four. I'll look it up on my website. Four Bear.
Theo James, big actor now. He was in The Monkey, which we hated, but he is a big actor
Wasn't
now.
Was he in White Lotus season two?
He is in White Lotus season two. Lily James, great actress. I hate this fucking list where it's like. What is it? Famousbirthdays.com, where it's just all TikTok stars you've never heard of in your life at the top of the list.
Raymond James.
Okay, it's popular.
James surname.
Jesse James.
There's 1.5 million in the world.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Where? How
that
do
is
I,
a lot.
It's the
Millions is a lot.
344th most common surname in the world. Most prevalent
that's not,
in
that's
Nigeria.
Not
yeah. So either way, though, Tommy. Jizzle James versus Supreme Cook.
I'm going Supreme Cook.
One for Supreme Cook.
I think Cook, if you had two last names separately, Cook, you could name anything in the first name, and you probably won't fuck up how cool of a name it is with last name Cook. You have to nail the first name, Jizzle, for it to be in the finals. So my answer is Jizzle James.
Who was it? 79th in the U.S., for the record, James.
Was there a...
Fifth in Papua New Guinea.
Was it the Michigan quarterback, like, or Michigan State? Connor
Brady Cook.
Connor Cook.
Gob.
Connor Cook,
yeah, look up
Brady Cook, like
Brady
these
Cook.
Are all like,
yeah.
Even if his name is King Cook, it's cool.
Yeah, there's a lot
really
of,
cool.
I think if you have alliteration on Cook, it makes it much better.
Right, like
Cook
is just,
always hits.
Like, yeah. If you're going to say the finals, like last name Cook or last name James, like you have to fucking nail the first name.
Jared Cook. There's a lot of Cooks.
Cook is wildly, it's way more common than James.
And it's a very
Cook
cool is, last
let
name.
Let me look it up on Forbes.
It is.
Captain Cook, also cool.
Yeah, like you can do so much with it.
James
so.
Cook.
Cook
James
surname, 918th most common in the world.
But even James
but
Cook
in the
is
U.S.,
born, like,
it's
let's, we, 56. We're talking U.S.
56th in the
there
U.S.
There we go.
So
that's
above
big.
In the U.S.
Jizzle.
Let me look up Gob on my website, Four Bears.
Four
Bears? Bio.
How many Gobs we got?
So fourbears.io says that approximately 1,060 people bear this surname, Gob. It's most prevalent in the Philippines.
Wow, did not expect that. Either way, Jizzle James, Supreme Cook, both have one vote, Che.
It's only 327 of them.
We had help.
On August 21st.
We have a stowaway.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
In the Philippines. Sorry, Tommy, is Supreme Cook and who?
Supreme Cook and Jizzle James.
No, sorry. Tommy, who is it? Supreme
Cook
and who?
It's Supreme Cook and Jizzle James. I'm imagining like he came back. Like, is that Jizzle James?
at like an AAU tournament, he's going off and there's all these murmurs.
And the person saying that could be of any race,
of course,
religion,
creed. Yeah,
that is not supposed to be an impersonation of any specific group.
How would Wanda Sykes say Jizzle James? Is it a real one? Is there?
Jizzle James. God damn, Larry.
Jizzle James.
I'm going with Jizzle James.
Two for Jizzle James. One for Supreme Cook. KB.
I'm enjoying Jizzle James more. I think the reason I don't want to vote Supreme Cook is because it's not that funny. It's just really cool. But if we're doing best, try doing Supreme Cook, Tommy.
I don't know.
You can't, right?
I have the
Supreme Cook. Supreme Cook.
I don't think it works as well.
Supreme Cook like on Iron Chef or Chopped.
Oh goddamn Supreme Cook.
Just doesn't play as well as Jason James. You think he needs Z's. The Z's help a lot.
God damn, Supreme Cook.
When I think of Supreme Cook, I think of him in like 20, 25 years doing one of those commercials that's like, you know, 99% of college athletes go pro in something other than sports or whatever. Yeah. I feel like Supreme Cook's doing one of those, and he's like killing it at Enterprise.
Yeah. I will say what also hurts what also hurts Supreme Cook is he's not a point guard.
What is he? Oh, wait.
He's a forward.
Forward, no.
Ooh, I would have guessed he was a shooting guard.
Right, which sucks, because you could be like, Supreme Cooking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he could still say that.
He still can, but like, you're thinking of a guard. You're thinking of a shooting guard that gets hot from three.
Yeah.
It just, it hurts it a little bit.
No, yeah, you get like, Cook grabs another rebound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as nice.
Jizzle James for three.
KB, Jizzle James or Supreme Cook?
I gotta go. The sanctity of myself, I gotta go Jizzle James. I just enjoy it more.
Jizzle James is gonna win, but Blutman?
Yeah, I would have gone with Jizzle, but all I've been able to think about for the last 10 minutes is Che got this idea in my head. Why LeBron should have named the kid LeJizzle, and that would have been best name of all time.
LeJizzle James?
LeJizzle James?
It would be better than LeBron
Jr. I mean,
Jr.
They probably got like had kids around the same time period, too.
Yeah.
You should have talked to Edgerton then and got some advice.
Yeah. It looks like Edge. Yeah.
I wonder if they ever called each other to get like name advice. Like, Edge. Like, what would you do with this last name?
It looks like Edge too.
It looks like Edge. You're the only person I've ever heard call him that too. Edgerton James. Yeah. Looks like Edge, my man Edge.
Yeah, my boy Edge. Looks just like him.
So that means the winner of the episode, bracket episode 166, is Edgerton James.
Oh my god.
Jizzle James.
Jizzle James, sorry.
Just the winner of the bracket episode. Jizzle James. We'll be back next week of the episode. You know what I was thinking about before? Just something I never really put together in my brain. The fact that Tom Brady's name is Tom. I don't know why. That's just like, he's not a Tom.
Some guys are there. You were so used to their full name that we forget what their first name even is. Yeah. Tom is weird for his look.
Yeah. I don't know what his name should be, but like you look at him and like every Tom I can think of, I'm like, that's not like Tom Brady's not a Tom.
Darren. Yeah. I was thinking of more of like a narrow-faced, sexy name.
Every name I can think of, like I can always think of a fat guy with it. Like Keith is.
He's no Keith.
No, Keith is too round.
Keith is rugged too.
Yeah. Maybe like.
I mean, honestly, it's cheap, but Brad would fit him.
Brad would definitely fit him.
Brad Brady.
He looks like a Brad or a.
The more surgery he does, the less like a Brad he looks like. As hard
Brad
as
he has an absurd amount of surgery.
Yeah.
Brad Brady's a high school bully name.
Yeah.
Brad Brady is a bully name.
Who did the school shooter kill? Brad Brady?
Yeah.
He told him specifically to come to school that day.
Who were some other...
Brad Brady.
Is Morgan Freeman a Morgan?
No. God,
that's,
no.
That's crazy. Like, I don't even know what are
the other former Morgans? Like Morgan Spurlock? Like Morgan Spurlock is a Morgan.
He's a Morgan.
No doubt in my mind. By the way, another Morgan that does fit Morgan? Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, absolutely, a Morgan.
Mm-hmm. We were saying people whose names, they don't fit their, like, who they are. Like Morgan Freeman. Like, he's just not a Morgan.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Tom Brady's not a Tom.
Tom Brady's not a Tom.
No, definitely not a Tom.
But those people are so famous, it's hard. Like, they own those names.
You forget what their first name is, kind of isolated from their whole name.
Tom Brady looks like a Kyle.
He does.
A Chris, maybe.
Chris, yeah,
definitely
Chris is a good one.
One of the sniper names.
Chris or Kyle?